space and invisibility. Astrophysicists are saying there could be a heck of a lot more stars in the universe, but we don't know it because they are invisible. They claim this is because they would be made of boson particles. Most people probably never heard of them. A boson particle is one of two classes of elementary particles. The particle was named after a professor of physics at the University of Calcutta. These stars would be extremely compact and rival black holes. This would mean one of these stars could grow millions of times bigger than our sun. A boson particle is completely different from the other elementary particle, a fermion, which includes protons, neutrons and electrons. There are some scientists who believe they exist and may be connected to dark matter in some way, or dark matter might even be boson objects and we don't realize it. This got me to thinking, which is always dangerous. I began to wonder if we have mistaken some boson stars for black holes. Think about this: if they are millions of times the size of our sun, their gravity might be equal to some black holes. Another thing I wondered about is, could we have gotten the size limit of a boson star wrong? Could they be even bigger, say billions of times or more the size of the sun, and if so, could they be responsible for pulling space and everything in it toward them? This could explain the expanding universe. Once we get into invisible stars, who is to say there aren't invisible planets, asteroids and such? Why couldn't a boson create a planet if it can create a sun, or why couldn't something hit a boson star and dislodge a piece which becomes a planet? When stars are forming from gas around them, they form planets, but do boson stars, if they exist, form the same way? There might be an entire class of objects we can't pick up. One question I have thought about after reading the fact scientists examined 10 million star systems to look for alien life and not finding any: do advanced races take precautions to hide their existence? On the other hand, their technology may be so far ahead of ours it doesn't leave any proof we could find with our current instruments. You have to think about the instruments we are using to detect life. One of the main instruments is the radio telescope. An advanced alien civilization may not use radio waves. We use optical telescopes with some instruments attached to break down certain elements in the atmospheres of planets, which also may be of no use since alien life could be so different from ours, we could be detecting elements of it and not even know it. If there are invisible objects in space that are invisible to all our instruments, would they be invisible visually? Not necessarily, but they could be, since human sight is so limited in its range. My point is, even if we find some element or chemical in a planet's atmosphere, it could be indicating alien life, but we don't recognize this fact. So far, I have mentioned certain stars which could be invisible black hole-like objects and possible invisible planets. What if I took this idea up a tick and asked the question, could there be invisible galaxies? Think about this: there is a lot of what we believe to be a huge amount of space between galaxies. It looks mostly empty, but what if it isn't, and this is where invisible galaxies, stars and planets exist? We could be wrong in thinking that space is mostly empty. Scientists are sometimes too quick in jumping to conclusions. They never gave much thought to the way DNA looks, except to say most of it is just junk. Recently they began to think there could be something there. It could turn out, if there are invisible objects in space, this could solve a question that has been disturbing scientists for a very long time, and the question is, why is it there is missing matter? There was an old science fiction story which talked about another planet in our solar system which was a twin to Earth. It was in the exact opposite side of our orbit, so we never knew it was there. While we know this would no longer be true normally, but how do we know there are no invisible planets in our solar system? Can you imagine finding this out the hard way by crashing into it because you didn't know the object was there? You would be instantly vaporized, since you would be traveling at great speed when you travel through space. This seems to be another problem to me. If we are traveling in space, we need all the speed we can get. This is fine when traveling through space on an unmanned rocket, But how do we protect humans who may be in constant peril of striking even a grain of sand-sized meteor? It would go through the ship like a bullet going through butter. We need some sort of impenetrable shield and a form of radar which can detect anything in our path which is far enough away so we can move around it. This type of system will not be easy to develop and could take many years. It would be much better if the entire world worked on this problem, but as we know, some countries will then use the technology if developed on their weapons to make them even more deadly. Imagine an intercontinental ballistic missile which could constantly correct its course to avoid being shot down. Even worse, imagine one which could do this and also have an impenetrable shield. When we talk about hiding planets and stars, it could be because an advanced civilization was able to use something similar to a technology we have today. They might have figured out how to project what is behind the planet to the front, effectively making the planet invisible to optical telescopes. They also may have figured out how to hide their signals and even the fact they block out some light from their star when they pass in front of it. This is one of the ways we look for exoplanets. Will we have to change the way we think about space because we have discovered some objects in space are invisible, if we do discover that fact? Maybe, space could be packed with far more objects than we suspect and they may not be that far away from us.